than having to come up with shit. All right, 3, 2, 1. What is up, everybody? This is DWC. This will be our draft episode. We're going to go into the our own DWC mock draft a week before the actual mock draft. Have some, people retiring. Some shit is happening, so it opens up for teams drafting what we didn't think, at the start of the offseason. Make sure that you guys watch us on Defense Wins Championships or DWC. You can just type both of those in for either one of those in for YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and all that jazz. Really appreciate it. This will be posted out on Instagram and Twitter, Defense Wins Championships 2022. Yeah, 2022. So, we're going to go ahead and jump into the mock draft. I know, guys, we said we were going to do some off-season shit. Hey, we're starting now, man. It's better late than never. Life happens. Shit gets crazy. And we weren't able to do a couple of the recordings. But I promise you, for the start of this season, I'm going to do a lot more short-form content, post on the TikTok. So make sure you follow TikTok, Defense Wins Championships. And we are going to kill it for this season. Can't wait. So prior to, when we did our draft last season, we did odds and evens. Now that we're on, the camera, we're on YouTube, we are going to collaborate together. We're going to be in the war rooms, the draft rooms together for each of these picks. We're going to give our unbiased, I know it's going to be hard, Brown Steelers. We're going to give our unbiased opinions on where people should go. And I think we have a good enough set of minds to be able to not have to be like, nah, or reach on some dumb shit. I'm not an idiot, when it comes to drafting, and neither is Reed. So we're going to go ahead and get in with the Titans at number one. Oh, by the way, we're not going to do any trades or anything because fuck that shit. That shit is way too convoluted. So we'll leave that to the experts. So this is just straight raw mock draft, no trades, no nothing. And we're going to go ahead and get in with the Titans at number one. A lot of speculation on where, Abdul, Travis Hunter, Cam Ward, they said that they're going to draft who they think is the best available.
That's what the Titans said?
That's what the Titans said.
I'm like almost 92-93% sure this is Cam Ward right here.
Yeah, I mean, this brother was streaming Fortnite and was like, yo, yeah, AJ Brown a dog, but he ain't.
I forgot about Ridley. That. Yeah, I think I really do think if Will Levis like worked out, this is easily an Abdul Carter pick.
Yeah.
Or a Travis Hunter pick. Like, this is the one time, like, it's rare to have two people like Carter and Hunter in the draft at the same time that could be the number one pick, both of them. Mm-hmm. And, the NFL, they're just QB needy. And the better guy is not going to go ahead of the QB, And I think that goes for the Titans here because, I just don't see with what the Titans have done in the offseason, bolstering up their O-line and how bad their QB play was last year. I just don't know how they could really explain it by passing up Cam Ward here. I think it would be a bad look, and I think the fans would really just be like, okay, we're not showing up to the games next year.
Yeah, do you think – I know some teams it looks like there's an option, and it could be for the Titans, there's an option that we – suck ass for another year because these next two QB classes are going to be like insane. I know the Giants might do that shit. The Saints could do that shit. Because you never know who's going to pan out, but there's like two quarterbacks, maybe three, and you don't want what happened, in the Kenny Pickett class. Like that shit was horrible. Yeah. If I was, you could be the Titans and be like, yo, like we really, just tell the fans, we really got to make sure Will Levis is not our guy. Run it back 1 year, and then you have fucking Arch Manning. For some reason, bro, I just see Arch Manning in, like, a Titans uniform. I don't know what it is.
I mean, and he very well could be. I do think that, obviously, I don't think the Titans are sitting there like, let's not even evaluate all options, right?
Yeah.
Because I think all teams do it. Whether you like a guy more or not, I do mm-hmm. think they're going to think about every single scenario because their job's on the line, especially when it comes to a QB. But I don't know, man. I just feel like Ward is dynamic enough to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
Is he the best player in the draft? No, but he is the best at the position of need in the NFL. And I think that's – and he's a freak, like a physical freak. His arm mm-hmm. talent is crazy. He can move in the pocket. He can throw at weird angles. Like, obviously, there's room for him to live up to the number one pick, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I just think – and this goes – like, I'm a Browns fan, obviously. If we had the number one pick, I think it would be hard to pass up on Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Even though I want Carter or Hunter. So,
yeah.
I really do think the Titans go Ward here. And I think it's just, it's the right move for them. If they were like two, I get it. Like, don't reach on Shadur. Don't reach on any other QB. Maybe mm-hmm. save it for next draft. But you're right. I mean, it's not often you have a Carter sitting there at two, a Hunter sitting there at three. You know, I wouldn't be mad if the Titans went Hunter or Carter with the first pick, because yeah. how do you pass up players like that? You know,
yeah,
they're almost a surefire hit. It'd be hard for them not to pan out in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's gotta be tough having like the number one pick and it not be like a consensus.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. This person's like number one. And like you guys are ass now. Like you have the number one pick now. It'd be so much better if you had the number one pick, you know, a year or 2 years from now. But I'm with you. I do think that they pick Cam Ward. I'm also with the Cam Ward pick. It's just a lot. I think it's a lot harder than people think it is to just leave. I mean, leaving Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter on that board, getting Cam Ward, that could be a fireable offense, you know, if it doesn't yeah. pan out. Because, like you said, I think these two, both of them are slam dunks. I really don't think there'll be issues for either one of them in the league unless, you know, they get injured, which we, you know, never want them to get injured. But it's just going to be tough, man, especially after you get Cam Ward and you see, like, the Browns or in the Giants, like, draft room being like, let's fucking go. Like, they took Cam Ward. We get to get, you know, back-to-back generational S players. So,
yeah.
I'm here for the Cam Ward.
And it we can lock that in. Is that fine?
Cam Ward. Cam Ward is the number one pick to the Titans.
One more thing I'll say is they do, like, they lost Harold Landry. That's big. And they lost Kenneth Murray, which both had huge snap percentages on the year. So I would say if they weren't to go Ward, I think Carter would probably be the pick there. But, I mean, you're right. Like, how can you pass up on it? Because you'll never live it down if he turns out to be great when he was sitting there for you to take. So I don't think they can pass up on Cam Ward at all. I think
round number two.
That'll be the easiest pick in this entire draft, I think. So, what do you want me to start this one?
Yeah, go ahead. The Browns fan of the show.
I think this is another scenario where, like, you have two people, Carter and Hunter, where I don't think you can go wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think normally this pick would be Carter. Because how do you pass up on the number one edge in the draft? A consensus, like, top three player, pretty much a surefire edge. And we all know that defensive end is one of the most important positions in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my counter argument. If I'm the Browns, When is the last time we've had the opportunity to take a dynamic receiver or just player at a skill position? Because it's been a long fucking time since we've been able to take a player at receiver or corner. I guess I'm more speaking towards receiver. I think the Browns want him to play receiver if they draft him. It's been a long time, and Barry has not shown to be able to draft receivers late in the NFL draft. So I really do think they want Travis Hunter right here. Even though I think Carter would be the pick any other year if Hunter was not here. Like, I really do. And I'm okay with Carter, too. I just want Travis. I just think Travis would be the best fit here because our offense is so bad, and we need dynamic players on the offense more than anything, especially with bringing in Flacco, back, and then having Kenny Pickett. I don't even, who knows if Kenny Pickett, this, you know, what's crazy is I've been waiting to say this on the podcast forever because there is probably hours of tape from our podcast where I've been shitting on Kenny Pickett. I can't even
look at,
like,
you now, man. Look at
Like that trade, like, I can't even say anything good about it because I trashed him so much when he was on the Steelers, and now he has a chance to be the starting QB for the Browns. So I just think Travis Hunter makes the most sense here, and Andrew Berry's been singing at his press conferences about him. So
yeah, look at you, man. You got two Super Bowl winning QBs on your team now. To the moon you go. Yeah, it's tough, right? Like, being able to have Myles Garrett and Abdul Carter, one of those guys is not, obviously, you know, you're gonna have to take your chances and double Myles Garrett, but when Abdul Carter has 2-3 years on his belt, imagine that duo. That's gonna be insane. And then when Myles Garrett retires, you know, it's like, you know, he never left in a sense. I think Abdul Carter can be really good like that. That would be a nightmare for teams to have to scheme against. One of those guys is just going to be at your quarterback's neck every time.
Yeah.
But like you said, and I can't even, I know it's been a minute since you guys even had a first round pick, and I can't even remember when you guys have taking a dynamic offensive player in the first round.
It's been a long time.
For as many times as you guys have had, you know, in our lives, as many times as you guys have had like a high pick, never seen like a dynamic like offensive threat go be selected by you guys. And I know Travis Hunter said he wants to, you know, play both ways. Hey, whatever, bro. You can do whatever you want, man. He's that good. So I don't know what kind of packages you guys would have for him on the defensive end because you guys already, you know, have corners. And I wouldn't really put it's tough because, like, I think Travis Hunter can be a really good wide receiver. I just don't know about corner and, like, putting him against NFL wide receivers at corner scares me more than him as a wide receiver against NFL corners.
I think he could be a good slot corner. I don't think he's going to be like a every
down. Yeah, I like an outside corner. Nah, I'd be scared, bro. Because that one Stanford wide receiver, I forget his name, he fucking torched Travis Hunter, bro.
I don't know how to say his last name. It's like
him up against like DK. I wouldn't want those chances.
I think if he played defense, like I think the Browns really do want him to play offense, like most of the time. But I think they'll let him just be depth on the defense. Like, I don't think that hurts because he is dynamic and he could play both ways. So, you know, they're going to be like, yeah, you can play a little bit on defense, but you're going to be hopefully catching 80 to 90 balls a year.
Yeah.
So if we can get someone to throw them the fucking football.
Yeah, this is like your I know you guys have Judy, but this, I think this is like the premiere. This could be your premiere number one for, you know, his career. So yeah,
that's a nasty group.
It is a nasty group. I'm with the Travis Hunter pick.
Let's get it.
Travis Hunter number two.
This is where it gets interesting.
Yeah, this is tough, man. This is where we have the Giants. Giants are sitting at number three. And the Giants need fucking everything, bro. They need everything, man.
It's unfortunate for them because I really do think that receiver is a huge need for them.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't go Hunter, I think they would. But
yeah,
just for the fact of this mock draft, like they're
– I mean, fuck, they need a corner too.
Yeah, and they need a corner. I think their biggest need is a receiver and QB. But the problem is them signing Wilson and Winston throws me off more than anything, to be completely honest. It makes me feel like they didn't like what they saw from Shadur. And they know they're not getting Ward. So they have to they have to pivot a different way. But I mean this is screaming, this pick right here is screaming best available player to me. So I feel like Carter would probably be the pick here. But I'm not like – I don't think they're like in love with the pick for Carter. I feel like they'd want Ward or they want Hunter.
Yeah. I'm with you as well. I could see them trading down as well if they wanted to.
Yeah,
I think Abdul Carter or Mason Graham, being able to pair Mason Graham with Sexy Dexy would be insane.
Sexy Dexy.
And they always – I mean, everybody always needs – edge rush help. I mean, edge rush is, you know, one of the top three positions. I remember, dude, remember at the start of like the offseason, like Will Johnson was like, if you got him out of four, you're going to steal.
Yeah.
And he's fallen so far down because he didn't run that 40. That's crazy how much that shit matters, bro.
People are fucking tweakers with the 40.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a fucking steal.
On tape, he has to look great. I mean,
yeah. I think he's going to be a steal. I mean, if he falls to the Steelers, dude, I would fucking jump to take him. He's going to be a great player. It's something, you know, as much as, you know, everybody likes to trash Michigan, bro, they got some good fucking players.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm with you, though. I think Abdul Carter, it's hard. It's really hard to pass up on Abdul Carter because you shouldn't be in this position in the first place. You should this has the potential to be a generational player, and you're getting him at three. You shouldn't be here in the first place, bro. I know people could like to me, I've already made up in my mind like Shadur is not on the table for the Giants. I know, like in the beginning, I was like, hell yeah, like Shadur in New York, the aura, the hype, you know, he would be good in New York, in the city and everything. I think he's built for that, being a Sanders. But like you said, with the Russell Wilson and the Jameis Winston, it seems like they're pivoting from QB this year and putting all their eggs in the basket for next year. But at the same time, this is like it for Brian and their GM.
That's what makes no sense to me. Like,
it's weird. Like, I don't know what they're going to do.
It's weird because, I mean, the last few days I saw something where the Giants have one more meeting with Shadur. And usually this late in the draft process means that they either got new information or they want to see him one more time just to make sure. You know what I mean? So, I mean, this very well could be the Shadur pick. I'm leaning more Carter, because I don't know if teams are really that high on Shadur. So,
yeah, I think regardless, I unfortunately, and I hate this because that's my boy. You know how much I love Brian Daboll. I think this is it regardless for him. I mean, even if they get Shadur, even if they get their guy, you know how cutthroat this business is. Like, they could get their guy and then he, you know, they could still fire them. Like, yo, thanks for drafting Shadur. But, you know, it's about that time. And unfortunately, he's just been met with such assness at QB and as the team as a whole that, like, I'd want him to still be the coach, but like it's really hard with the records and whatnot, and you know, forces outside of his hand. But like years and years of losing records is gonna get you fucking fired so fast, bro. I mean, the Giants were hyped for fucking Tommy DeVito, bro. They wanted DeVito in there, and he's so bad. So like, I don't know what they're gonna do. But I'm with you. I really think it's hard. It's you have to come to peace with it, and I think that it's really hard to pass up on Abdul Carter. If anything, the Giants are gonna be locked in on defense.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Carter definitely is the pick right there.
All right, Patriots at number four. And if you were a Patriots fan, you thought you was getting Travis Hunter slam dunk, brother. look how this shit has changed, man.
Yeah, I think they would have loved to have Travis Hunter for sure. Yeah. This pick is easy to me. I think they just take the best tackle available.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Mason Graham. I was like, hold on, brother.
No. I think they need to protect Drake May. I think their O-line was ass last year. I think they need to take either Will Campbell or Membo.
Yeah. I'm leaning more Will because you see it on the needs, OT or inside O-line. I don't know what the issue is with everybody saying Will, because I get the short arms, bro. But, like, I think Will Campbell is a great tackle. I don't think he's like a – like, I think he can play tackle in the NFL.
Yeah, but even if he can't, he can play guard.
Yeah.
Maybe not. So, yeah. I feel like that would make the most sense for them because he's more versatile.
Yeah, 100%. So, I'm right with you, Will Campbell.
Okay, yeah, that one's pretty easy for us.
And I know the Patriots fan, I know you guys want dynamic players. I don't know how you are, but I'm just not that high on Teterell McMillan. I don't know where you stand on him, but I wouldn't take him at four.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for teams that need like a receiver because I don't think anyone besides Hunter is worth a top 10 pick really for that receiver spot.
And outside of him, like say he's not like considered in the wide receivers because he's a corner as well. Who is your wide receiver one?
Oh man, my wide
receiver. To me, it's Golden. It's Matthew Golden.
Yeah, I would probably say Golden. I really went, like, he killed the fucking combine.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And I don't know who I saw that was going over the film for Ewers, but they said Golden was saving him.
Yeah, I mean, when I was seeing, like, watching a little bit of Texas tape, because he was injured in, like, you know, late in the playoffs. When I was looking at a little bit of Texas tape, bro, I was like, he could be so good. Like, if he had, like if he's on Bama with Bryce, he'd be, like, the Jameson Williams, like, hype up.
Yeah.
I think he just runs so fast that Quinn can't get him the ball.
No, I think that was it. The person I was watching said that Quinn would either – overthrow him or underthrow him, and Golden always had to stop and adjust to the ball. Mm-hmm. So we never really saw the speed on tape for Golden because he never had it out in front of him, which is crazy. Because I thought Golden was like he does have good size and stuff, but when I watched him in like the playoffs, he was like physical, dominant, and like catch point, super physical, had good hands, but you never really saw him use the speed because one, they never got him out in space, and two, Quinn Ewers could never fucking hit him on the money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I think Golden's probably the best receiver in the class. I mean, McMillan is fucking – it's hard to replicate the size and the speed that he has. So, I mean, I understand why teams are like, oh, yeah, we're definitely drafting that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he could be a Kenny Golladay. Or is it Golladay?
Yeah, Kenny Golladay.
That's who he reminds me of. And that I don't think I've seen anyone say that. But honestly, when I think of
him. You're the first person I've heard.
I think people forget about Kenny Golladay a lot. But I'm not saying he's going to have one good year. And then I'm not saying he's going to pull a Kenny Golladay where he completely ripped off a team, the Giants. unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, he's a big, strong, athletic dude, and I understand why people want him in the top 10 for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you the same way. Kenny Galladay is a crazy pool. I remember seeing like a TikTok. Do you remember this wide receiver? And it was him in the Lions uni. I was like, bruh. I was like, who the fuck is that? I was like, oh my God. And then they put like the Kenny Galladay. I was like, oh my God, bro. I forgot he existed.
He was a freak for a short period of time.
Dude, that isn't Lions crazy? State, oh my God, was insane.
Yeah, everyone thought, oh, this is going to be the next big thing at receiver. And then he got paid, and then he just either – what was he doing? He did something in the offseason, or he would piss his coaches off a lot. But he also got hurt a decent amount, so – yeah, what could have been? Sorry, Giants. Don't worry, we had one of those two Giants. We had Josh Gordon. So,
yeah, that's unfortunate, bro. Imagine Josh Gordon now, bro. Where that shit doesn't really fucking matter.
I know, it's unfortunate. He was a little ahead of his time.
Dude, he was so fucking good. So for the Jags again, they need a lot. I mean, this is six. Six needs. The other ones were four. This is six.
Yeah, it's not great here whatsoever. And they definitely need interior D-line. I mean, this one's just, it feels like a Mason Graham pick, but like,
I was just gonna say, bro, they could be like, for as people are like looking at the Raiders, the Saints, on what they're going to pick, the Cowboys. I think really the biggest like question mark is the Jags.
Yeah, like this is interesting because like you said, before all the combine shit and stuff like that, like this could very well have been a Will Johnson pick. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have even batted an eye because they need corners. And they need depth at that position. And I think he's fucking fantastic. But for whatever reason, he's fallen down the board. I wouldn't be completely shocked if this was Membo, the O-tackle from Missouri. But I think the most likely pick is probably Graham. I feel like everyone's going to look at the start of this mock draft and be like, these guys are just picking the most obvious answer ever. But like... I mean, honestly, though, like what?
Yeah, it's tough, but like at the same time, I mean, I could see them going Membo as well, and that's my pick because Walker, I think, is finally starting to get it together. He had a really good season last year, and he was, you know, finally starting to look like a number one pick. I mean, they could throw us in a loop. They could take Ashton Jeanty. They could be like, yo, this like ETN is cooked. Tank Bigsby, like, shout out to him, but brother, let's be serious, don't piss me off. Or they could fucking get McMillan, they could get Matthew Golden to pair up with BTJ. Like, they could do anything, bro. The only thing I don't think they will do is like reach on a safety this high up. They could trade down, like they literally need everything. But
yeah,
I think if you like this is why I think they take Membo over Mason Graham. Like I said earlier, this stuff with Walker. I do think that, you know, new coach, he came for a reason. You don't just pull up. He pulled up, wanted this job. He's really good with quarterbacks. And the one thing we want to do is establish that Trevor Lawrence is our guy and get him some help. What's his name? And this is Cam Robinson is not on the team anymore.
They lost a lot of O-line, both interior O-linemen that started last year.
So I'm leaning more towards Membo here.
I'm completely okay with that. I think the three options here are Graham, Johnson, and Membo. And I think it's a little like, who the fuck knows? Even if the Jaguars took Johnson here, I wouldn't even bat an eye. I'd be like, I've seen him play. I completely understand the pick. But for the sake of things, I agree. I do think they need O-line. And what's the most important thing? It's keeping Trevor Lawrence upright. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm okay with that pick, 100%.
Now the Raiders. Mason Graham fell in your laps.
I just don't think it's a need for them.
I know. And they gave whatchamacallit that money. Oh my God. Christian Wilkins. They gave Christian Wilkins that money.
Was he hurt last year?
Yeah, he was hurt.
Yeah, him and Crosby both got hurt.
Yeah.
And I mean, what are the
knee corner? They could take Tedrone McMillan. I mean, they could do whatever.
They need receiver. And they need running back. I mean, they need corner. This is another team that's just like, they got Geno Smith, so I'm not too worried about Shadur, to be completely honest. Even though I feel like Shadur and Geno are kind of like similar builds and everything. I wouldn't hate the pick if they got Shadur and then sat him for a few years behind Geno. But yeah, I think this screams like Ashton.
Like, and I think Ashton as well. They have Pete Carroll. He loves to establish the run.
Yeah.
I think Ashton Gentry is a Raider. I think we're looking at a Raider right there. I mean, they were giving Amir, no disrespect, they're giving Amir Abdullah meaningful snaps. Like,
who the fuck is their receivers, though, besides Jacoby Myers?
Me and you.
Yeah, I'm a little.
Trey Tucker, shout out UC.
Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker.
And he's a burner. I mean, their wide receiver one is Brock Bowers. I mean,
Ramel Keaton is their third.
Don't piss me off. I don't know who that is.
That's the only thing I'll say. Like, Ashton Jeanty makes sense. Don't get me wrong. That 100% wouldn't surprise me, but I feel like McMillan is more what they need. You're true. Right, though. They were putting Abdullah out there in meaningful minutes, and that's some crazy stuff. I think you're right. Let's not overthink this. I think Pete Carroll, like you said, likes to establish a run. It's one of the first things he always does when he gets on a team. I think you're right. I think we just probably go GT here.
Yeah, I think he's going to pull up. Pete Carroll's going to have his fucking shirt off, and they're going to have a grand old time. It's just like you said, though, I think Tedrone McMillan here is a serious option. They need a big threat wide receiver. He's not necessarily like, which is weird. I hate the people that are like 6'4", 6'5", and aren't good jump ball guys. He's not really a jump ball guy. He's more of like a possession, like you said, a Kenny Golladay. I could see him as like a good comp that I saw for him was like a Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas wasn't really a jump ball guy.
Yeah.
But I think with the way that if they want to continue to run their offense, I mean, there's a reason why Brock Bowers, broke everything rookie tight end wise. So I think they're going to run it through their tight end, who's a dynamic player, and Ashton Gentry.
Yeah,
shout out Gentry.
He's a fucking beast, honestly. He's so good.
Yeah, he is. Now, Jets.
This. I'll let you go first.
How long are the people at DWC going to continue to let Mason Graham fall?
I think this is Mason Graham. If he falls, I think it makes so much sense with the coach that they have. It's like, oh, it's almost like an Eagle situation. Oh, why'd you let this man fall? I'm going to take him, even if it's not necessarily our number one need. I think their number one need is tackle, but I think they want Membo to slide to them, and I just don't think it's going to happen. So
yeah,
I think they're going to take the best available player, and that's Mason Graham.
I think – let me make sure I'm not tripping. And they got – I mean, they could also take Will Johnson. They lost – what's his name? DJ Reed. They lost DJ Reed. They got Brandon Stevens from the Ravens. Like, let's be serious. that brother's so ass. Shout out to Deuce, bro. That brother is so ass. So they don't really have any like CB2. I could see Will Johnson. Will Johnson screams Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn type guy. So, I mean, they could surprise us. They could get Tyler Warren here too. I think Conklin is like a serviceable tight end, but they could get like a really dynamic guy. They could also get McMillan here too. I wouldn't put it past them as well. They kind of, you know, just because yeah, they have Justin Fields. So
Justin Fields like to throw to Cole Kmet at the Bears.
Didn't really.
I don't hate. This is either Graham or Warren. If it gets to this point with Membo and Campbell gone, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So
not the highest on Kelvin Banks.
No, absolutely.
Dude, I remember at the start, like that was like tackle one. Like Membo came out of fucking nowhere.
And then Kelvin Banks let Ohio State do whatever he wanted. Mm-hmm. Let them do whatever they wanted. To be fair though, those two on the edge did whatever they wanted to anyone they fought or faced and the playoffs, but yeah, I mean,
it's unfortunate nowadays seeing like everybody is so reactionary and they just go off the recency bias. Like, look at the whole tape, look at all of the tape. Like, yeah, they let up. Like, there's so many factors on somebody just being ass, bro. Unless it's like it's the same thing with like which was funny as fuck, and it's funny that he's not really like in the league anymore, but the Leonard Fournette was like a runaway Heisman. Like, he was like the things he did to Ole Miss, we needed to press charges. And then he played Bama and Lord have mercy.
Yeah. I think, I mean, a defensive head coach probably goes Mason Graham here. I think Tyler Warren would be the better pick though.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard. Like I said with the Browns, it's really hard not pairing up your already generational player at the position with another person that could be really, really good. Yeah. Abdul Carter, Miles Garrett, Mason Graham, Quinnen Williams. Like, it's really enticing not to just be dominant in the interior defensive side.
Oh, by the way, the Jets lost Tyler Conklin. He's gone.
Who the fuck is their tight end?
Jeremy Rucker, Stone Smart, and Zach Kuntz are the tight ends right now on the roster. I think they go Tyler Warren. I think it makes Mason Graham makes all the sense in the world. Best player still available.
Stone Smart. Wasn't he a tackle at one point? All right, let's be serious. Yeah, I think Tyler Warren.
I just think, like, it's the same kind of situation with the Browns, like you were saying. Like, I do think Carter or Graham are probably the better player. But what has been the problem for those two teams over the last 5, 6, 7, 10 years even? Mm-hmm. It's been offense. Like, get the best available offensive weapon. I mean, Tyler Warren is a freak, and I feel like he has a very high hit rate in the NFL. So, and pairing him with Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson, I think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I'm also with you on the Tyler Warren pick. I was going to go Tyler Warren. I feel, you know, Mason Graham, if you ever see this, I promise you, we think you're a really great fucking player. It's just, you know, how the chips fall, man. I think Tyler Warren, I think if you are, like, you know, let's all be real with the Jets fans. You guys aren't going to be winning anything for a minute. But I think if you're in that middle of the pack, I think you need, and you know, you don't have, you know, the greatest talent or the greatest talent developers. I think you are going to be fine if you have QB, wide receiver one, tight end, and running back. And I think that they can accomplish that with Tyler Warren getting in the tight end spot. And the people you just listed on the depth chart, like, if you, what the fuck is that? They got a couple of accountants and a fucking middle school teacher. So, yeah, we picked Tyler Warren, and now we are at pick number 8 with the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers. We all know what they need, and that's some defensive edge.
Yeah.
But they also need receiver. So
again, this is the same thing, bro. The same thing. You're sitting there. You're looking at Mason Graham. You could pair Mason Graham with Derrick Brown, and it'd be elite. But you need a wide receiver badly, bro. You need a corner badly.
So it looks like the Panthers, they got an end in free agency, and they got a nose tackle in free agency. But, I mean, you're right. If he falls here, I wouldn't be mad with them taking him. The problem is they need some fucking edge / linebacker help. Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, you could get by. I think J.C. Horn is great. They gave him the bad bag, too, and, like, no disrespect to J.C. Horn. Right now, I think he could be really good, but right now, like, he's making, like, is there any world in your mind that he should be making more than Pat Surtain right now? It's kind of crazy.
That's just how it goes, though.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. I mean, it's tough. I'm looking at their depth chart right now, and, like you said, the linebackers, like, who the fuck are these people, dude? I don't even know who the fuck any of these people are. I mean, we're still employing Clowney. who the fuck are these people, bro? It looks like a AI generated, and even the people after, who the fuck are any of these people?
I feel like for this pick, because of the fact that they kind of need edge, linebacker, both, I feel like Jalen Walker would make the most sense.
Yeah, I mean,
because he can play either or.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up.
There's nothing wrong with picking a Georgia defensive player.
No, I think, at all. Yeah, I think that would make the most sense. Other than that, I think they get receiver. But, I mean,
yeah.
Looking at their linebacker group, it's like, wow. Or their edge group, I'm like, okay. Yeah. They got no presence there.
I know. It's going to be tough leaving Mason Graham, leaving Tedrell McMillan, leaving Matthew Golden on the board. It's leaving Will Johnson on the board for, you know, a lot of these Panthers – fans don't know who the fuck Jalen Walker is, but I promise you, when they show that tape, like he screams Panthers. He screams like a he can be have the impact of like a Thomas Davis. I'm not gonna say fucking Luke Kuechly, you know, but like a Thomas Davis on the team. I think he could be really good for the Panthers, and I think that they know that they have their quarterback. So. And even if they don't, I mean, the next 2 years are going to be fucking elite for quarterbacks. And I think that they can, you know, get some defensive players on their team.
Yeah, I agree. So we're going Walker here?
We're going Jalen Walker here. Now the Saints. How far is Mason Graham going to fall? Shadur?
I'm just kidding. I don't think he goes here.
It's tough. Like, he could be a Saint. I could see it. But also, like, look who we have. Like, we have Mason Graham and Will Johnson. Like, let's be serious.
Yeah.
They need a corner so fucking bad, bro.
Yeah, they're hurting at the corner position for sure.
And all of these people, like, they're like Ryan Ramshit, he just retired. They're finally getting rid of, not by their choice, by the way, they're finally getting rid of all these like old motherfuckers that are not good on the team. Yeah, I could see. And like, do you reach for Kelvin Banks? Like, do we want to put ourselves in the same situation again with the Benning shit from boy from Northwestern? Like, are we really going to do that?
No
disrespect to him.
I don't think they can do that.
I think Will Johnson is the non-sexy pick, but like they need a corner so fucking bad.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
No disrespect to my boy, but Kool-Aid McKinstry was getting meaningful snaps.
Yeah, I think corner or edge makes the most sense here. But with all the edge, like, fall off, which is crazy because I feel like going in before all the combine shit, it was like, oh, dude, there's fucking James Pierce Jr., there's Mike Green. But, yeah, I think Will Johnson's probably the pick here as well.
And we're going under the assumption, we know a lot of these organizations are stupid, but, like, do we really let history repeat? Do we reach and get another Marcus Davenport? Like, I think Will Johnson is going to be good on the tape.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, I think that was one of the easier picks.
Yeah. Now the Bears.
Here comes a reach at tackle. No, I'm just kidding. They really don't even need. Well, yeah, I mean, their left tackle's okay, I guess.
Yeah, they just, I don't think, Tevin Jenkins isn't on the team anymore, right? He's a Bengal, right?
Yeah. Wait, no. He's on the Browns.
Oh yeah, he's a Brown. I know he went to somewhere in my division. And he's on the
Browns. The Bears got three offensive linemen. They redid their whole interior line. Mm-hmm. Center, left guard, right guard, and free agency. So I don't know, like, Darnell Wright at right tackle, Braxton Jones at left tackle. I don't think they go O-line here, really.
No, I think both of them are serviceable.
Yeah, I mean, running back would be a look here if G&T was still there.
Mm-hmm. They did get Grady Jarrett on their team.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Their defense is fucking good.
Yeah.
Montez Sweat, Javon Dexter, Grady Jarrett, TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, Tyreek Stevenson, Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, Kevin Byard, and Jaquan Brisker. My God.
I mean, if I'm them, I'm trading. With how the board looks right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad if they traded down at this point. I mean, you could, because they did trade for Grady Jarrett, and they – I mean, you could just go Mason Gray. You could just get the best available right here. Mm-hmm. I mean, your running back didn't fall to you. You don't want to reach on a tackle. I think this could be a spot for Mason Graham, even though they really, like, they don't necessarily need it, but why not just take the best available player?
Yeah, I could see Mason, like you said, Mason Graham. I also could see, like a Matthew Golden. They don't really have, like a speedster right now. The wide receiver three is Zaccheaus. We don't know what's in the air for what's his name? DJ Moore. We don't know what's going on with that for the foreseeable future. So I could see any, you know, you got Caleb Williams. I could see a Matthew Golden pick here. But yeah, I mean, Mason Graham, you're sitting there. He's a top five pick, and you're sitting there at 10.
I like, and you I could like have Mason Graham here. Back-to-back Michigan players to round out the top 10.
Mason Graham.
I don't think he goes outside the top 10. So
no.
I think that's an easy pick for the Bears. If he
falls now, if I'm the 49ers, I'm sick.
Yeah,
fucking.
Yeah, they're not loving that pick right there. That's for sure.
Now, if you're the 49ers, do you take one of the edges right there, Michael or Shamar Stewart?
Man, what do they need?
You can play a little bit of inside.
I don't know, man. I don't – who do they lose? They lost Leonard Floyd, which, I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're edge – their edge is not looking great. Besides, what's his name? Bosa.
Love what's his name. Okay, yeah, Bosa.
Their right end is Yadier Gross Matos. Where did he... Like, who is this guy? He was not an offseason addition, but he didn't play that much last year. So, I mean... An edge makes sense here. Corner.
If I'm the 49ers, I would have been calling the Bears to move up one.
I think. Yeah, I think Edge is the play here because this they can't go into the season with Gross Matos as the
number one guy
on the right side. Yeah, I mean, opposite of Nick Bosa, you want to maximize that when you have someone like Nick Bosa. I think you take an Edge for sure.
Now, what Edge? You think?
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. How much of a dickhead is James Pierce? I want to know
because
I just feel like this man should not be dropping this far to be 23.
Yeah, I was literally about to put U.S. coin on him going first at the start of. You know, when he was like consensus number one at one point, you know, he's gonna be a fucking eagle, bro.
He's a freak, man. He's so good. Yeah, they need a corner too, but if Will Johnson goes right before them, like, would they reach on Jahdae Barron? Like, would they?
I don't think so. Yeah, we kind of fucked them back to back, Will Johnson and Mason Graham.
Yeah, like I feel like they would want one of those players. I mean, Michael Williams, Shamar Stewart, Mike Green, James Pierce. I don't think you can go wrong with any of these guys. Shamar Stewart doesn't have the accolades or like statistics that the other three have, but I mean, he tested like a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Athletic score. So, I mean, I don't know. One of these, like, pick your fucking poison. Who do you want? They're all freaks. They're all fucking good. I mean,
I think they go Michael Williams. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have like a good read on, like, with these four edges, I don't have a great read on it. Like, what I'll say about Michael is he played for Georgia and he is giant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's fine. I think they go Edge for sure right there. With who they get, it depends on like all those damn meetings and shit they went through because James Pierce could very well go in the top 15. Like, I don't know what his anger issues are, but it's the first time I've heard him ever. And he's been at Tennessee for 3 years. So I don't know. I think that shit is so stupid when that stuff comes out.
I know.
I feel like they're just making it up.
Ruins the fucking player.
So stupid. Like the Laramie Tunsil shit. I'll never forget that. On draft, it was like 2 hours before the draft.
Yeah, bro. I was like, bro, what am I looking at, bro?
That man lost millions of dollars because someone was like, oh, we're going to leak this shit. Like, come on, bro. Let's not be a dick.
Yeah. Mine would have been that meme about the Luka trade. I'd have been like, respectfully, Tunsil could have been smoking crack.
Yeah.
And I'm still drafting him.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
I would have easily picked. I would not have skipped over Laramie Tunsil. That's
no, fuck no. Hell no. Well, and fucking Jalen Carter.
Hell yeah, another one. He's a bit more extreme than Tunsil, but
respectfully,
we all knew he was going to be.
Jalen Carter could have been smoking crack.
Yeah,
and still drafting him.
I'm with you.
So, do we go wide receiver for the Cowboys?
Yeah, I think they're in prime position to get one of the best receivers in the draft right here, and I don't think it's a reach. I think either McMillan or Golden.
I would say, do we go home? You know, home with Matthew Golden, keep him in Texas, or do we go McMillan?
I think Golden's the pick here. I think that's a big, big hit for the Cowboys. He's a Texas kid. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% of the way.
Almost perfect.
Whoever is going to be throwing him the ball for the now and for the future, I don't think you can go wrong with Matthew Golden here.
I agree. I think that one's easy. I think one of the best receivers is going to fall right to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Nick.
Now the Dolphins, they lost literally everybody.
This is a tackle, right? It has to be a fucking tackle.
Yeah, they especially with losing ooh, what's his face? Is he retired? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he just retired recently. Didn't he? Armstrong? Was it Armstrong?
Yeah, yeah. Armstead. Teron Armstead. Yeah. Dude, every fucking tackle retired. Yeah, Armstead retired. So, I mean, you got to take Kelvin Banks here.
Yeah, they're hurting in a lot of areas. Left tackle, left guard, safety, but I still don't think they reach on a safety here.
At 13.
They do need another corner, but again, I don't think you take the Texas kid at 13.
I mean, shit, they could use – we don't know what's going to, you know, go on with Jalen Phillips. He could just be cut because of his body. They could take an edge as well, bro, but I think Kelvin Banks is the guy.
I think you're right. I think best available tackle is the pick here. I don't think they fuck around with it too much, to be honest with you.
Now the Colts.
Is this
going to be the first reach? Are they going to go tight end? Or?
Oh, God. They need a tight end for sure.
Yeah. They could get an edge. They could, you know, I know they have a lot to. But, like,
yeah,
they could get another edge.
Definitely kind of need an edge. They need a corner. Well, no, they picked up Ward in free agency.
Yeah, it's a very Ward.
They need a safety. Oh, God, they need a safety.
Yeah.
A free safety, like a Malachi Starks. I don't – Colston Loveland would be the only tight end worth it at this point, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's not really a reach.
That's not too bad of a reach.
Starks, I mean, Colston Loveland and Starks are 2021. I think they take one of those two.
Yeah.
Do you think they go tight end? I mean, their starting tight end right now is Andrew Ogletree.
Yeah, I think they go tight end, regardless of who's throwing the ball, especially if they do give Daniel Jones minutes. He loves tight ends, so.
That's true.
I think they can go Colston Loveland here. I mean, how many times have we been waiting on the Colts to get a fucking tight end?
I know. They've needed one.
Mo Alley Cox minutes.
He's been holding it down for a long fucking time. I respect it.
The Falcons pick 15.
I feel like this
has to be one of the edges, right?
Yeah, I feel like this is the same conversation for the last 3 years for the Falcons. They need to go edge. They need to go edge. Once again, pick your fucking poison on who you want. I honestly think Shamar is kind of – I'm surprised he's higher ranked than Mike Green.
Yeah.
Pierce on this specific draft simulator, to be completely weird. I think Mike Green's probably the pick here.
Yeah, I think they go with Mike Green as well. Like you said, pick your poison here, but I think what they've seen and what I've seen with Mike Green, I think he can be really good for the Falcons.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be good. I think honestly, all four of those guys in the edge.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be a really good edge class.
Yeah, they might not be like superstars, but I think they'll be good depth and starters in the NFL for sure.
Now look at the Cardinals, man. Who would have thought McMillan would be here at 16.
Yeah, I mean, I don't – you think they go receiver? I don't think they go receiver.
Brother, we are giving Michael Wilson meaningful snaps.
Michael Wilson, Marvin Harrison, and Zay Jones? Let's go. Let's go.
Like, their wide receiver – their best wide receiver was, like, Greg Dortch.
I feel like it's hard not – I feel like it's hard not to go defense here, though, because I feel like that was their main issue last year.
They did get Dalvin Thomason.
Yeah, and Calais Campbell. So they filled in the interior well. God, Calais Campbell just keeps trucking.
And they got Josh Sweat.
Yeah, and Akeem Davis Gaither, linebacker. Mac Wilson's on the team. They got Baron Browning. They honestly have a lot. They got a lot of people in.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. They did pretty good in free agency. I think sleeper pick for them would be Jahad Campbell. I think that could be a really good sleeper pick for them.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. They don't really run a interior linebacker though, do they?
No, but he can do it all. I mean,
no, they kind of do.
He's a fucking
what kind of fucking defense do they run? It says they run a 4-3, but it does.
It's like that.
Yeah, Jahad Campbell, I don't hate. I feel like you have to go defense here though, because I mean, holy fuck, man.
They're gonna pass on McMillan here, man.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's hard to say if they would pass on McMillan. I know for a fact.
Would you?
Fucking hell, man. Marvin Harrison and McMillan. That's a big ass wide receiver group.
For a little quarterback.
For a little tiny quarterback.
I see them going Shamar Stewart though, because like I mean in my perfect world, when I think of wide receivers, I want wide receivers that are really good at different things. And what like McMillan to me is just a bigger, lesser Marvin Harrison. Like there's nothing that McMillan does. I mean, I think if you put him Marvin Harrison, he could be like an elite wide receiver too. But like, you know, do we need that or do we need Shamar Stewart? Do we need Jahdae Barron? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the biggest issue for the Cardinals last year was that they had no QB pressure at all. Like they could not get to the QB whatsoever. Getting Josh Sweat is big for them. Mm-hmm. I think they need to add to it, and I think they need to get an edge. So I think Shamar Stewart is a good pick here.
Same. I'm with you on the Shamar Stewart. Just because they got Josh Sweat does not mean that Josh Sweat is going to pan out over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to Josh Sweat, though.
Josh Sweat!
Now, we just fucked the Bengals, right? We took Shamar Stewart.
Yeah, I mean...
We got James rid of Pierce Mike Green... There.
He's undersized, though, right? Pierce is undersized. Mm-hmm. That's just it, man. Like, Shamar Stewart's not undersized. He's massive.
Yeah.
Pierce is kind of – I mean, this could be like a safety pick, right?
They do need safety. I could see a Malachi Starks pick here. I would hate it because I think he's a great player. But I do think they need safety. I mean, they're – their edge rush outside of Hendrickson is horrible. I don't think their corners are like ass. I think they're bad, but I don't think they're ass. And just the back end is fucking dog shit. Holy fuck, the back end is dog shit.
Yeah, I think they probably, I know they need edge, and especially if Hendrickson's gone, but he's not gone yet. So let's act like he comes back.
Yeah.
I think they go either interior D-line with like a Kenneth Grant or a Malachi Starks on the back end. They need a fucking safety. And I think Malachi Starks, if you can get the best safety right here, I think you probably take him.
Yeah. I'm with you on the Malachi Starks.
All right. We'll go Starks there. I think this is a pretty good mock draft so far.
Yeah. I'm fucking with the mock draft. Already over halfway, hour in. Did a lot of yapping. But now
I think a lot of yapping.
I think we're in the groove, though. Now, yes, sir. How far do we let McMillan fall? they traded DK. JSN's their guy. I think McMillan... And we've already seen with Sam Darnold, who is now a Seahawk, he needs a cast.
Yeah, I think this is screaming McMillan if it gets to this point. I think you're right. I think we're gonna throw.
They got Cooper Kupp though. They have Cooper Kupp right now. It's
Kupp, McMillan,
JSN, and Kupp, and MVS. But like I said, I mean, what is Cup now? You know what I mean? No disrespect to Cup. I think he's a great player. But what is Cup now? I think McMillan is going to be able to be that Michael Thomas-esque player for them. Because JSN looks really good under in the slot. Cooper Cup, we don't really know. Like, is he truly washed? And then MVS is just a speed guy. I think they can have that, like, McMillan sure hands. And Cooper Cup could get injured. We've already seen it.
Yeah, I think McMillan's a good pick here. Other than that, like, do you reach on an interior alignment? Because that's really their only other need.
Yeah.
Is both guards are kind of one guard left, which had
most
of their snap count. And then, yeah, I like McMillan. I don't think he falls past 20. So,
no. Yeah, I'm thinking McMillan.
Buccaneers.
This is Jahad Campbell or Jade Barron. This is screaming either one of them.
I think this is Campbell. I think you're right.
This is screaming Campbell.
I don't know how it wouldn't be. I feel like David's almost at his end.
Mm-hmm.
Yaya Diaby is not great. And then the right inside linebacker is Sovekia Demise. Yeah, this is Jahad Campbell.
Their right inside linebacker is Jahad Campbell.
I'm not even. I just looked at the roster and I'm like, okay, yep. Because they lost KJ Britt.
Mm-hmm.
They lost JJ Russell. Like, all right, this is the easiest pick in the fucking entire draft if he gets there. What are they gonna do if Jahad gets picked, man? It might be cooked.
Yeah, that shit is cooked. And for the Broncos, is this going to be the first, like, scroll down pick? Like, who are the Broncos going to draft? This is the same. How many times have we had this conversation? Do we pair Barron up with PS2? No disrespect to Riley Moss, but T. Higgins, Lord have mercy.
Don't you think?
Crazy. That was detrimental to the white community, what T. Higgins did.
Yeah. I mean, they got Evan Engram in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of covered the bases there.
They gave Nick Benito the bag, right? Or they're going to give him the bag.
Probably. He hasn't been paid yet, I don't think.
Yeah, okay, yeah. They're going to give him the bag.
Yeah.
They said GM talks priority extension for Benito.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that whatsoever. Everyone has running back right here for the Broncos, I feel like.
Yeah.
Do you see it that way? Like, what?
The Broncos, I mean, when you look at their – they have one of the most, like, solid teams when you look at their team. They have a lot of, like, good players on their team. Like I said, is this going to be the first, like, quote-unquote, like, reach? I do think, like, Amari Hansen is, like, if Jenty wasn't here, like, this brother's nice.
Do you see that recording error down there? Is that?
No, it's straight for me. Still recording for me.
Oh, shit.
You're still good for me. I don't even have an error on mine.
It says I'm okay right now. Okay. I just got scared for a second. Man. I think they could go a receiver here. Is that crazy? Think they could go receive Emeka Abuka?
Shoo! Dude, it's crazy how far, like, he's been dropping too.
Really? I just don't see why he would be dropping.
I don't know. I swear to God, people are just bored, bro.
People are just poor. Fucking hell, man. I mean,
I could see them. I mean,
Hampton. I mean, a lot of people have Hampton going here.
I think
they do. Hampton, they did get rid of Javonte, right?
Yeah. Right now, it's Jaleel McLaughlin and Audric Estime. I think Hampton's the guy right here. I'm not mad at the Emeka Abuka. I mean, they could still try to see what they have. I mean, they did get Troy Franklin. They could still try to see if Marvin Mims is ever going to like break out. But I think you need to establish the run, and they were doing really well with what little they have. But I think Amarion Hanson can like boost that shit even more.
Yeah, kind of put him in that fucking what's his name on the Saints, Kamara role that fucking Sean Payton did. All right, let's go Hampton there at that. I feel like that was the easy pick, but all right, we got all the way to the Steelers. Do they take Shadur?
Shadur Sanders, you are a Pittsburgh Steeler. Who would have thought? You are.
I heard the meeting didn't go well.
That again, motherfuckers that are bored. Ain't no meeting that goes well is 5 hours.
True. That's also true.
5 hours, and why the fuck, and when has Shadur Sanders ever lied? He said he gave the meeting a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I don't know why people like to yap.
And that shit was getting like quickly debunked today. Because I saw that too, and I was like, brother, what? And then Schefter was like, nah, bro. That shit, come on, bro.
So I think Shadur
Sanders, you are a Steeler, and your jersey is in my cart.
Yeah. If it ain't Shadur, it's Jackson Dart. If Shadur goes earlier.
Don't piss me off, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, the Chargers, I think the Chargers could have traded up to get, like, if, you know, McMillan kept falling. Because
they need a receiver.
Holy, I know. Fuck. And I don't think, like I said, I wouldn't draft two people that do the same shit. So Ibuka would not be on my draft right now if I'm the Chargers. But they need a fucking wide receiver.
Ibuka is so good, though.
He is. But, like, shout out Lab, man. They could also get Kenneth Grant here.
I think they get Kenneth Grant.
They could get James Pierce because they don't have Joey Bosa anymore.
Oh, man. I think –
Bill.
Yeah, they need receiver really bad, but do you reach on any of these guys right here? I don't.
Luther Burden, dude, the fact that he's fallen this far, like, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, someone's going to get a steal, unfortunately. Hopefully it's us at 33.
Yeah, you're smoking dick. If you have all three of them, bro, you're smoking dick.
I mean, they could
take Luther Burden here. The fact that he's like, that low is crazy.
Yeah, I think they could take Luther here. I mean, why not just go who you know? Harbaugh knows Kenneth Grant, and they definitely need a D tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, I got no one on these defensive tackles, like, at all. Like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah. I mean, if it was anybody outside of Harbaugh, I would take Luther Burden, but, like, why wouldn't you get your Michigan guy and get Kenneth Grant?
Kenneth Grant makes a lot of sense there.
Baron, you are a Green Bay Packer.
Yeah, I think this fell perfectly for him. I agree. I think that worked out well.
Fuck the Vikings.
Yeah, I think corner is like definitely what they need.
Yeah.
The Vikings. What do the Vikings need?
I could see
Is this safety right here?
I could see Iman. Is it Iman Wari? I could see Iman Wari here. You got. Why am I blanking on their name? Who's the DC?
Flores.
Yeah, Flores. Flores here is able to maximize the talent. They need back end help. I think you know. I wouldn't reach on any of the rest of the corners here. I know. The dude from ECU, but he was injured, and you know, I don't know when he's going to be back. So I'm with you on the safety pick.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they either get Malachi or Iman Wari because they need a replacement for fucking Harrison Smith eventually.
Yeah,
my God, that dude is playing forever.
I think Texans go Tyler Booker here. Your guards are fucking dog shit. We saw what happened. If there's any interior pressure, CJ Stroud just turned into a fucking moron. So I think Tyler Booker here. Not the sexy pick, but like this is what you need.
I mean, the Texans are so weird. I feel like they did nothing in the offseason.
No, they got burst.
I mean, they did. They actually made a lot of moves in the offseason, but like, I mean, holy fuck, man. Cam Robinson's not going to fix your problem at left tackle.
No.
The right guard.
I swear to God, they're going the Burrow route, bro.
I don't even know who their right guard and right tackle are. So, I mean, they're
it's in Tyler trouble. Booker.
Getting rid of, I'm not going to lie, getting rid of Tunsil makes no sense to me.
No.
I know he's expensive, but let's be real.
Yeah, Cam Robinson, had to be something internal, bro. He had to have been like, yo, get me the fuck out of here or something.
Yeah, you might be right, because Tunsil, it's not even like he was super injury prone last year either. He played 93% of their snaps, so I'm not really sure what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's just, they got rid of three offensive linemen that played meaningful snaps for them. So I think you're right. I think they absolutely have to go O-line, whoever they think's best available.
Now the LA Rams at 26. Who are you thinking here?
Oh my God. They also need
depth chart here.
They also need tackle. I feel like this is the biggest problem with the fucking Rams. I feel like every single year their O-line can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They start the year with a decent O-line, but they never stay healthy.
Yeah.
So, but the options here, like, they're in such a shit spot because they did decent. I think Josh Simmons, I mean, Josh Simmons would be a pretty good option here.
Is it a hot take for me to think defensive tackle? I mean, I'm looking at their interior right now. Tyler Davis and Jack Heflin. We can put big boy Hammond or Harmon up there and really center out with Fisk, Harmon, Turner, and Young.
Yeah, I don't.
They always pick like the random motherfucker that pans out to be like elite, or they pick like, how did this person fall?
This could also very well be like a, they got rid of Cup, why not add another receiver?
Yeah, they could get like a loop. I could see them. What's funny is I could see them getting the Stanford dude, like completely just O-laying both of them.
Yeah, I know they got Devontae, weird though. Like yeah, it's they crazy got they got Devontae.
I know.
Oh, man, there's no good.
I'm thinking either, like you said, Simmons or the North Dakota State dude.
I really do think they're going to play it safe here and go Simmons.
Simmons.
Yeah. I just don't think you reach on anyone else. I think you just kind of play it. Like, he won't even be a starter off rip. He'll just be like a depth guy. So
good development.
I think that's what they kind of do here. Are you fine with that?
Yeah, good with that.
Ravens. Got to get – call Deuce real quick.
I think this is just tough. I could see them just getting James Pierce as well. I don't know.
Yeah, this is unfortunate. I really do think they're going to take the best available edge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they don't really have like I know Kyle Van Noy like burst on the scene for them, but they haven't really had like edge rush presence in a hot minute.
Yeah, I think they have the interior figured out really well. Kyle Van Noy played well the last 2 years, but I also think he's old.
Yeah.
David Ojabo has not turned out how they wanted him to. Mm-hmm. I think this is free.
And he looks like a Raven, man. It's unfortunate.
Every fucking year, the Ravens take someone that they just fall to him. And I'm like, okay, fuck you. But yeah, I think that's an easy pick too. I think if he's there, I think the Ravens take the best edge available at that time.
Yeah, the Lions. Is this the tackle?
Oh man, they need a fucking edge.
They do. Who's even left? We keep fucking everybody over. The guy that really needs this person.
I know. The problem with them is, man. I mean, they got Marcus Davenport and Aiden Hutchinson. Josh Pascal. Man, I just... This is another one where, yeah, you're right. I mean, interior D-line.
Yeah.
I feel like they just signed McNeil to a huge deal. DJ Reader's older, so they do need to replace a nose tackle. Yeah.
I could see Walter Nolan in the Lions uni. Or they could take that edge, that Boston College edge as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at rank 47 Ohio State. I'm not even looking at that. Don't even piss me off. But yeah, you know, the Boston College dude. But do you reach for that?
I mean, you could maybe
go. That's also an option. I'm not mad at that either.
Probably go there because of who just retired from them. I swear someone did. Or someone left. Was it Zeitler? Did Zeitler leave the Lions?
I think so. Zeitler. Yeah, he's a Titan.
Yeah, I think this is the safe pick, and it makes the most sense for how their offense is built.
Mm-hmm.
Would be going the best guard available, to be completely honest.
Yeah, because they have Graham Glasgow at left guard right now, and if I'm not mistaken, he was like more of a center. So they can go left guard. They don't really have that many. Like on their depth chart, they don't really have another guard.
Not a sexy pick.
But with how they run their offense, like
it makes so much sense. They need the depth. They're gonna run their alignment into the fucking ground.
Exactly. The Commanders, what are they gonna do?
They need edge bad. Fucking horrifically bad.
But do they need edge enough to take the boss? Are you gonna take the Boston College dude?
Oh my god, maybe. Fucking maybe, honestly. Because holy shit.
Yeah, after him, once he goes, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it's not looking great. Dietrich Wise Jr. right now is the right end. Oof.
Yeah, so we're going to take a Boston College, dude.
Yeah, we're going to go Boston College guy. I mean, do I think he's that great? Probably not, but they are hurting at that position. They lost Dante Fowler. And then everyone else, like besides their interior, like Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw,
Jazan. They gave Javon a back too.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
For
that's
his lack of play. Shit.
That's some wild shit right there. I don't know what's going on with that, but yeah, I think that's the most likely option there. Maybe a receiver here. For Washington, like I wouldn't be too mad.
No, but like this is as long as Jaden Daniels doesn't get hurt, like you're going to be picking in these late 20 rounds. So
yeah, I agree.
This is all the best that you can get.
Yeah, for sure.
Now the Bills.
Ooh. The drop off at linebacker.
Yeah, I was about to say the linebacker.
The drop off at linebacker is insane. I think they probably go D line here.
I think Walter Nolan is a Bill. Walter Nolan just looks like a Bill. They need to be able to.
Or do they go Derek Harmon?
They could go Derek Harmon too. Either one. I am completely good with. I don't think you can get either one wrong. I didn't know Landon Jackson was listed as a D-line. I thought he was an edge. Dude's a fucking bum anyway. But I thought he was an edge. Yeah, they got. I mean, you can finally see some fruition here. We can pair somebody that we drafted interior, pair him with Ed Oliver, and we can be good. I think we go Derek Harmon here because he is the better pass rusher, and Ed Oliver is not that good of a pass rusher. Only got 3 sacks last year. I think they need the interior. If anybody's going to rush the pass, they just need somebody to rush the fucking pass.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, man. Chiefs. These motherfuckers need tackle. Yeah. They need O-line. They need a lot of O-line right now. Do they just take the Oregon guy? Back-to-back Oregons?
Who?
No. Connerly?
Oh, yeah, Connerly.
I mean, honestly, though, like, they'd be reaching on anyone else. They need a left guard. They fucking need... I mean, they can play the rookie they got last year, Kingsley.
Yeah.
But, fucking hell, man. They picked up Jalen Moore in free agency for left tackle. I think you got to just go tackle here. Yeah. Or do you go best available? I mean, you could...
You could pair Walter Nolan up. You could get a wide receiver.
Walter Nolan and Chris Jones. Fucking hell,
I think if they were going to be the team to do that, they would, bro. That'd be nasty.
Rice is coming back healthy, mm-hmm. But is he going to be the same?
They got Hollywood.
Yeah, they got Hollywood, Rice, Juju.
I mean, if you're telling me Luther Burden could be right there, like...
Do they really get another receiver? Oh, Xavier Worthy. They have Xavier. I don't think they get receiver. I feel like it's either the tackle or it's you pick a Walter Nolan type vibe here. I feel like it has to be O-line, though. Like, it has to be the best offensive line.
Yeah. I'm picking the Oregon, dude.
Okay. Eagles going to get Walter Nolan. Kill me.
I was about to say, bro, like, who are the Eagles about to get?
They're going to get Walter Nolan.
You think they're just going to say, fuck, whatchamacallit, Jordan Davis?
Dude, Jordan Davis isn't even good. Put Walter Nolan with fucking...
Jalen Carter. I mean, they need edge bad, though. I mean, like, look at their edge. Like, they literally just have Morrow, Ojomo. That's it. On the left defensive
line. Are they going to reach?
Oh.
What is this logo? Central Arkansas. My God. I think they take best available defensive line. I mean,
Walter Nolan.
Damn.
Walter Nolan for the Eagles to round it out. They really lucked out and got Walter Nolan.
Look at this beautiful, beautiful mock draft.
I think there wasn't really any like crazy reaches. I think everything made sense.
Yeah, I think we tried to make it where it wasn't like crazy. This pisses me off. James Pierce to fucking
Ravens. Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a possibility that the draft could go like this. I mean, obviously teams are stupid, but like, I mean, I'm loving pick 21. I think that the Chiefs, they're also a team that drafts that like random motherfucker when, you know, oh my God, bro, Walter Nolan was there and we took Josh Connerly and then it fucking pans out because they're the Chiefs.
It's going to be funny when the Browns trade up right before y'all to get Shadur right here.
So anyways, motherfuckers wilding. Yeah, I think this is a great draft, man. I think this is a great draft. I think we played into everybody's strengths. Everybody went where I think they are going to go. McMillan fell, but I think it's reasonable given the picks that happened.
McMillan fell. Yeah. Graham fell.
4 Michigan boys.
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy.
Texas had a pretty good year.
Texas panned out. Oregon got at the bottom. Bama got two. I'm seeing a lot of yellow M's.
Yeah. Yeah. That's weird seeing two Colorado players.
Jerseys are
weirdest, the weirdest of them all. Miami QB.
Baby. Miami QB.
Polar Bear.
Shout out to you.
Polar Bear, North Carolina.
Hey, bro, respect Drake, man. That's your dog. That's your dog. Polar Bear is fucking Marshall.
Yeah.
And then fucking Boston College.
Yeah. It's like that Iowa State edge that got drafted 2 years ago. Bro. Will Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think this is a pretty good draft, though.
Yeah.
A lot of talent in this draft.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a good draft, bro. I cannot wait. The draft will happen next week. I don't know. We're going to, we'll drop an episode talking about the draft. But I don't think we're going to live stream that shit because that little boy has work.
Yeah, I have to work. So
that little boy has work. We got jobs.
Oh, fuck.
Until we get, podcast blows off and then blows up and we ain't got to do this shit. And then we can just fucking do the podcast for y'all and do our other shit, man. But for right now, we got work, we got jobs. So we'll talk about the draft after it happens. Probably not that like Friday because like the day two is like elite as well. So we'll talk about the draft, at the end of the draft after it happens. But yeah, this is our mock draft. This will be posted tomorrow. Episode will be posted tomorrow. And yeah, we're glad to be back for the third season. Fourth? We start in 2022. Four. 2022, 2023, 2024. Yeah, fourth season of DWC. Second season of us doing YouTube. But yeah, like I said, this will be posted on Twitter, IG. I'm going to do some short form content. I already did the marking for the Kenny Golladay clip that we'll be clipping that. Posting that on TikTok. So make sure you follow all the socials. Socials will be posted in the YouTube description down below. Now I can say that shit. I don't have to say all. That's what I'm going to say. I don't have to say all that shit. I don't have to. All the socials and everything will be posted in the YouTube description below. Make sure you follow the YouTube Defense Wins Championships podcast. And yeah, everything will be posted Friday. And then after the draft happens, we'll talk about the draft and go into the off season, and then season will start before you know it. So thanks to everybody listening. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that jazz, rate 5 stars. And we are excited for season 4 of DWC. With that, we are out. Peace.